This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from Proverbs chapters 1 through 4, Leroy discusses how to help our children be themselves and the people God wants them to be. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
There is a tremendous contrast between the book of Psalms and the book of Proverbs. The great Bible teacher Henrietta Mears said, "In Psalms, we find the Christian on his knees. In Proverbs, we find the Christian on his feet. In Psalms, we find the Christian in devotions. The Proverbs are for the Christian's walk. The Psalms are for the closet of prayer. The Proverbs are for the business place, the home, and the playground." Now, part of this contrast comes from the differences in the two principal writers, David and Solomon. Both were kings. They loved the Lord and were well known by the nations round about them. But David was a man of war, a soldier who fought the battles of Israel. Solomon, on the other hand, had sat quietly in his study, contemplating the great questions of life and applying his God-given wisdom to the difficult issues of everyday existence. I believe there's a lesson for us here as Christian parents. It has to do with allowing our children to be themselves and not try to jam them into some kind of educational career that we made for ourselves. Apparently, David was quite happy to see Solomon develop into a much different kind of person than he had been. He didn't try to make a military man out of him. Instead, it seems that Solomon was free to develop along the lines of his own interests. And God had a special job for Solomon that David was not able to do. But David did try to pass on important spiritual principles to his son. David prayed that Solomon would be a righteous man who loved God and kept his commandments. And in the first 9 chapters of Proverbs, we see Solomon seeking to pass along these same spiritual principles to his son. In chapter 1, verse 8, he says, "Listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching." The first 9 chapters of Proverbs could well be called a manual for young men and women to guide them in their growing up years. If you're a parent with young people in the home, you might want to have a family meeting and suggest the idea of reading a paragraph or two from the first 9 chapters of Proverbs out loud and then discussing them. If you did that one evening a week, it could provide a great basis for family discussion and the sharing of ideas. In fact, the time might prove so valuable that you might want to just continue the practice and finish the whole book. Let's help our children be themselves and encourage them to follow the Lord with all their hearts. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
The booklet Born to Reproduce is filled with practical encouragement in how you can win others to Christ and help them grow. We'd like to send you a free copy of this booklet by Dawson Trotman, founder of The Navigators. Just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Born to Reproduce. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, from Proverbs 5 through 9, The Wisdom of Solomon and How It Can Be Yours on Daily Discipleship.